Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin, Masechet Brachot, and we are holding at the bottom of Amud Beit, Tet Zayin Amud Beit. We were in the middle of describing the various ways in which different Talmid HaChachamim concluded their tefillot. And actually we began this whole series, if you recall, with Rebbe Elazar, and that's because Rebbe Elazar was the one who had originally spoken about Kenav Arecha B'chayai to show the chibur of Kriyat Shema V'Tefillah. We began with the way that he was Mesayim Tefillato and continued on the way others are Mesayim Tefillatam. So we're up to the last line, Rav Safra Bat Atzilutei Amar Hachi. Rav Safra, after he davened, would say this, Yiratzon Lufanech Hashem Lotinu, Shetasim Shalom B'Pamalia Shel Ma'ala or B'Pamalia Shel Mata. There's two groups, so to speak, two families, I guess would be the closest English equivalent to family, Pamalia. One is in the Shamayim, which is the Pamalia of the various Sarei Ha'umot, says Rashi, so that you have the impact of what happens on earth is a result of the interrelationships of different cultural paradigms in the Shamayim. And we should have also Shalom B'Pamalia Shamata, which is the equivalent. And Rashi says that Chaburat Chachamim is a fascinating equivalency. Right? But the truth is that conflicting paradigms are precisely the issue of the Chaburat Chachamim as well. If it's fighting through Divrei Torah, is that meant to be a little game? It's meant to be the equivalent of the full cultural battles that various cultures have. That's the Shivim Umesek, and I get the Shivim of Sanhedrin and so on, right? Or the Shivim Lashonos. It's fundamental paradigms, ways of looking at the world. So if there's Shalom, the Bamaya Shalmala, then that means there's not Milchama on earth. There should be Shalom, the Bamaya Shalmata, between the Talmidim, Bein Oskim Lishma, Bein Oskim Shelo Lishma. And this is whether the people that are learning Torah are learning Lishma or not. And part of the tefillah was, V'chola Oskim Shelo Lishma, Yihi Ratzon Shio Oskim Lishma. Rabbi Alexandri bought at Sulutei Amar Hachi, Yirotzom Afanech Hashem Lokinu Shita Amidenu Bekeren Ora, Va'al Tamidenu Bekeren Chashucha, Va'yad Velibenu Va'al Yechshachu Einenu. So this is Rabbi Alexandri, although some say, Yikriyami or Rabbi Amnuna Matzela. This particular tefillah was actually said by Rabbi Amnuna, and his tefillah was that, although we ask to be in a corner somewhere, because everybody's in a corner somewhere, but it should be in a corner which is full of light, and not in a corner which is dark. Rabbi Alexandri Basu de Matzer Mahalki, Ribon HaOlamim. According to this Lashon, Rabbi Alexandri's tefillah was completely different. It went like this. Ribon HaOlamim Galui V'Yadua Lefanecha Sheritzoneinu La'asod Ritzonecha Umi Ma'akev Se'or Shebi Isa V'Sheibud Malchiyot. You know very well that we would like to do your Ratzon, and the only reason that we don't seem to get moving is because we have this Se'or Shebi Isa, which is the Yetzer Hara, and the Sheibud Malchiyot, which makes it difficult for us to spend our time and our thoughts thinking about you. Yiratzom Milfanech Shetatzilenu Mi'adam V'Nashuv La'asot Chukei Ritzonecha B'Levav Shalem. Rava bat etzelot yamar hachi. Elohai, ad shelo natzarti yini kedai v'yachshav shenotzarti ki ilu lo notzarti. Afar ani b'chayai ka v'chomer b'mitati. Arei ani lefanecha kichli malei busha v'chlima. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem lokai shelo echte od. Uma shechatati lefanecha marek v'rachamecha rabim. Avo lo ayedei yisrin v'choloim raim. V'hainu vidu yiratamnu nezuti biyom edekipure. Now there's a machlok es yuma as to what vidui consists of. And Allah HaLamaisa, the Rambam, brings two completely different dinim of vidui. One is the dinim vidui of tshuva, which is brought in the opening of the Hilchos Tshuva, in Halach Aleph, Perek Aleph. And the other is the dinim of vidui on Yom HaKippurim. One of the ways in which one can be misvada on Yom HaKippurim, we include this, you'll note in our Machzorim, I'm sure all this is familiar, even those who haven't learned Brachot before, because we say this part, it seems to be an awfully cheap shot. Right? We also say the first part, the Tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri, the Galui V'Yadua Lefanecha, Shiritzoneinu Lasot Ritzonecha, Ritzonecha, L'Mimakim, and so on. So as I say, it seems to be a rather cheap shot. You're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur, and the way you're being misvada is, we'd like to be good, you know, why don't you just make it happen? Sort of. And if we were chayte, well, you know, it should, yiratzon lefanecha, that I shouldn't be chayte. The whole idea of that is to make sure that it should be your ratzon, that you shouldn't be chayte, not God's ratzon. We're starting with a given, it's your ratzon, we shouldn't be chayte. It seems like an awful, horrific thing to come around and say, why don't you be the one to see to it that we're not chayte? I mean, that's like the taking the responsibility and throwing it back into the face of Hashem Kalayochel. And not only that, you know, we'd also like a kapora, except we don't want to suffer for the kapora. So, you know, you should be marek, but not like the Yisurim Roim, we wouldn't want anything bad to happen. So, I mean, it's clear that this wouldn't fit the normal Kloli Atshuva. Normal Kloli Atshuva, the person has to say, not that I want you to help me, but that I won't be closer to do this again. And the bakasha of slicha and so on and so forth is not part of the actual vidui at all. There's no closing of a vidui with slicha, mechila, or anything of the sort. So the relationship to Yom Kippur is obviously not part of the normal dinim of teshuva. We don't say a normal vidui unless one does personal teshuva on a particular thing. Then obviously it has the same halachas of teshuva that every other dinim of teshuva has. But the din over there is to be part of the kapor of Yom HaKippurim. So even the Mandi Omer who holds that Yom Kippur is only mechaper al shavim, the definition of shavim is not someone who has actually done teshuva on a particular chet. But he has to be in the process of Shiva. Now this, at least in terms of Yom HaKippurim, is sufficient to acknowledge the fact that we know that it's wrong. And we know that this is not the way we would like to live. But, okay, I mean, we haven't done teshuva yet. Nonetheless, there's a kapora, because it's kolo Yom HaKippurim in terms of shavim. It's not normally a din of teshuva, and the reflection on chater is itself part of the element of Yom Kippur, not part of the din of teshuva per se. Marbari the Ravina, ki have a mesayim tzilusi amar hachit. Elohai, nitzor lo shani meirao svatai midaber mirma, v'lim kalai nafshi tidom, v'nafshi ke'afar lako tihiyeh. Tachli bibi torotecho v'mitzvotecho tigdok nafshi v'tatzileni mitegara mietzara v'nishara u'mikora ota mitrakshot ovo ba'olam v'chol ha'choshvim alai ra'a mehira afer atzatam v'kalkel mafrevotam yulo ratzonim v'pi v'yodim v'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali. Now that of course has become part of the way in which we are mesayim our own tefillah. You'll notice that there's something unique about it. What's unique about it is that it closes with the word yulo ratzon. The Chorah of Yul Ratzon was said earlier. None of the others say Yul Ratzon in Rifiyadiyan. Correct? Every other tefillah began, it just had a tefillah, Yul Ratzon Lefanecha. This one closes with Yul Ratzon in Rifiyadiyan, which we said before when we were talking about the din of being Masmech Gu'ula Letfila. We said that we have two things that we added to Shmona Esrei. So one is Hashem Svatai Tiftach. The other is Yul Ratzon. We even considered whether perhaps Yul Ratzon should be the introduction to Shmona Esrei, because it's Mashmala Haba as much as it's Mashmala Haba. For some reason, all of the other discussions of the various personal tefillot that were added do not include Yul Ratzon, and Dafka, this one, does include Yul Ratzon, which has tremendous implications as far as a particular Machlokas Rishonim is concerned. And that is, what is the status of a tefillah like this? In other words, is the Yul Ratzon, consider something like, is the Yul Ratzon meant to be the end of one's tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is an add-on to the Shmona Esrei? The difference will be, if you say it always after you finish Mevarechet Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, and then you say Yul Ratzon Yim Ripi, doesn't matter what you intend to say afterwards. Your own additions, I mean, it says, if you look at Tefillahs Yom HaKippurim, it says you can say after tefillah whenever you wish. But that kviut was a kviut in terms of the yudchet brachot, not in terms of your own personal tefillah. Or, which is what the Ravid holds, another rishonim, or do we say that, no, it's a closing to all of your tefillot, which should end with Yul Ratzon Yim Ripi. Now, the way that we're bringing the Mar Brei de Ravina's tefillah, it would appear that he's saying Yul Ratzon Yim Ripi at the end. If you're medayik carefully in the Lashon, you'll see that Mar Berei de Ravina's Tevila is introduced here with the words that are different than everybody else's. What does it say by Marbury and Levina? Ki have Messiah. And what does it say? What does it say with everybody else? Batar the Matzli. Every other Lashon said after he finished praying, he said the following. When it comes to this particular tefillah, which is the one that we include, it says, Ki have Messiah salute in the ending of his tefillah. So the question is, what does that mean? Does this mean that this became now the ending, and therefore he puts off Yul Ratzon, and the others means Batar Tzelute, after he finished davening? In other words, he was already, he might have said this during Tachanun, he might have said this after he already backed up. Then obviously he had said Yul Ratzon before. It's only over here where he included this as part of his tefillah that he says it Badafke in this fashion. So he leaves the Yul Ratzon at the end, which is why the only one that we're koveya as part of the norm in tefillah is this one. Now, lemaisa, we have over here a list of various individual tefillot, which lichora, one would think, in terms of the organization of the mesechet, should come following tefillat hashachar, because after all, we're dealing over here with the dinim of kriyat shema and the relationship of geula l'tefillah. We shouldn't be talking about what things are additives after the tefillah. That's something that happens after we discuss the dinei tefillah, which we have prokim later on that are dedicated to the Amidah as opposed to Kriyat Shema. It would appear, and if one takes into consideration that Yul Ratzon Imre Pi is mentioned over here in conjunction with the idea of tefillah arichta or geula arichta, question of how to introduce or how to close. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
How are things?
Could be better, but...
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I think that without that jacket, they would be better. It certainly would be a beginning. I mean, we'll see.
Oh, bro, I can't refuse.
We'll see that there's an issue of being naked when it comes to Yiras Shamayim. So the closer one, of course, it's a play on words, our own.
Pass the jacket, I think.
Pass the jacket, we'll be. So the question is, what is this doing here? I believe that structurally what's happening is like this. When we saw the relationship of Geula L'Tfila that we've been discussing all along, and extended that to being the discussion about the end of Tfila, of Yul Ratzon, not to mention the way that the Yerushalmi learns, and that this is not just a plug for the Yerushalmi learning for those who haven't joined yet, but actually Tosfos discusses the Yerushalmi, all of the Rishonim talk about the Yerushalmi, about why we say Kriyat Shema if we're davening before Tzeit HaKochavim in Arvi. The Yerushalmi says we want to be Eimed in our Tefillah Mitoch Divrei Torah. So it's part of the actual Seder HaTefillot. It would seem that the concept of Kriyat Shema in terms of the Emunah, which is the meaning of Seder Zroim, insofar as it relates to Tefillah, is a provision of the place for tefillah. In the same way we have the dinim of Beit HaKnesset here, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, for some strange reason, even though there's no dinim saying Kriyat Shema, the Beit HaKnesset, only dinim tefillah in Beit HaKnesset. Correct? But all of the concepts of tefillah matzibur, tefillah Beit HaKnesset, all of this for some reason was introduced in the middle of Hilchot Kriyat Shema. Okay, so the implication is that what we're talking about is, you know, we have the Otef Yerushalayim plan, we have the Otef Shmoneh Esrei. As the Shaila is, the context for Shmoneh Esrei is meant to be Geula, and the basis of Geula, which is the vision of what it is that we're here for. So all of that is the generic definition of this is what a human being is, this is the concept of Emunah. Within that, there's a mokum for a person to be Mitpalel. All of it is generic. Until this piece. This is the first part. We'll see it's not only in the terms of the individual tefillot that are included afterwards, but it's also an actual discussion of the way in which the Talmidim viewed each other, which was not generic. And that all occurs over here at the closing of this issue. So it's not simply Batar D'Matzli, because otherwise you could ask yourself, if we're going to be koveya one of these personal tefillot, why don't we make it part of Shmoneh Esrei? In other words, Chazal were koveya what elements you have to be mevorech on in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's kolel what it is that an individual needs. So if that's the case, why are we interested in Batra Matzli? Batra Matzli, by definition, would be, after all of those needs, somebody has a particular issue. As it says, Mishi Yeshlo Chole Bebeito, or somebody's having problems with his Parnasa, whatever it is. Either he can be Mitpalel Betoch, the Bracha, that's Meyuchad for it, or he can be Mitpalel in Shomea Tevilah. And whereas the Gemara says, Ve'im Ba, to be Mosif La'acha Tevilato, Afilu Kitvilat Shur Yom HaKippurim, let him be Mosif. So you're talking about Hosafot, and by definition they're individual. So how is it possible that we have now Shmoneh Esrei, consists of Shmoneh Esrei, questionable whether we should even say Yilu Ratzonim Refi, and then go on to say one of these particular Elokai, to say it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. There seem to be two completely different elements here to the Tevilah. One that is profoundly personal on some level. It talks about the way in which I should view life. And the other, which is part of bringing bracha and whatever is required for bracha to the world. If I want to talk about myself, which is the netzolo shoni meira, the way that I'm supposed to feel about life, I'm supposed to look at myself. This is the application of tefillah to the individual. So the fact that we took the tefillah, which is generic now, b'shem kol Yisrael, and turn now to myself, and you notice it's the only part that said b'lashon yachid. The rest of the tefillah is always in terms of Yisrael as a whole, li'olam yeshatef atzmoy natzibur, and so on. Here we turn inside. So this turning inside is a transition now between tefillah and tachanun, essentially. Okay, so the rest of the daf now follows the same pattern, even though it's not directly nogea how we end our tefillah. Rav Sheshet kaviyati v'ta'aneta brought to the matzli amarachi. Rav Sheshet specifically, when he was having a ta'anit, after his tefillah, he would say this, Ribon ha'olamim, galui lefanecha, bizman shebet ha'migdash kayam adab chotei umakriv korban, ve'im makrivim imenu ala chelbo v'damo mitchaper lo. Ve'achshav yashavti b'ta'anit v'nitma'et chelbi v'domi, yiratzom lefanecha she chelbi v'domi sh'nitma'et, kilo hikrafti lefanecha agabei ha'mizbeach v'tirtzeni. Of course, we still say these tefillot on ta'aniyot. Rabbi Yochanan ke'avi misayim safra di'iyov, Amar Hachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish the Sefer Iyov, he would say the following. This is interesting. Bnei Yoshua brings a raya from here that Rabbi Yochanan would make a siyun on a Sefer Netanach, which became in some circles a minag. So you make a Siddes Mitzvah on one Sefer Netanach. We make a Siddes Mitzvah siyum of Sechet. And actually, Rabbi Meisha had this question raised before him. Can you be Semech on a siyun? The gabi, all the things people like to make siyun to get a little bit of meat into the 9 days and things like that. You know, so. And Shaila's, you know, wow, we learned Shmuel Olive this year. is that also a siyun? being samech on this Bnei Yeshua, but he tainted that you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan's siyun of Sefer Iyov was certainly not just learning the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Nonetheless, he says, well, but if you learn Rashi with it, you know, so it's okay already. Ramosha was a gentle soul. It wasn't going to take away the siyum. But then it seems clear that there was an issue of looking back at the Sefer and saying what it is that the lesson meant to you. So he said the following. Sof Adam Lamut v'sof be'ima l'shvita. V'akol amita im omdim. Every human being will die, and the behemoth is meant just to be shechted. But the end result is that life, as it's being led, is not the tachlit. So, Ashrei mi shegadal b'torav, amelo b'torav, oseh nachat ruach liyotzro, v'gadal b'shem tov, v'niftar b'shem tov min ha'olam, v'alav amar shlomo tov, shem mishem en tov, v'yom yom ha'mavet miyom yivaldo. So I'm not giving you any answers as to the problems that you have suffered and so on. But the bottom line is, it's the way in which a person lived in retrospect that's important. And therefore, Tov Yom HaMavet Meyom Nivoto. Margala Bepumbe de Rabbi Meir, there was this pearl in Rabbi Meir's mouth, meaning this was something that he used to go over all the time and became for him something of a mantra at how his life was. Gemor b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecha l'dat et rachai. Make a firm commitment with your whole heart and your whole soul to know my way, speaking now as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to him. V'lishkod al daltei torati, and sit there banging, so to speak, with much, to get in as much as you can into the doors of my Torah. Netzor Torah ti v'lipcha v'neged einecha tihye yirati. Keep that Torah in your heart. Keep my yira in front of your eyes. Shmor picha mikol chet v'taher v'kadesh atzbecha mikol ashma v'avon. And I promise you, ani yehemach b'chol makom. I'll be with you everywhere. So this was, this actually is inscribed over the grave of Rabbi Meir in the in Tverian. They have up on the wall, the Market of the Pumi. I used to sit in that base of Medrash for, nobody was there, we used to sit because my grandfather's, that's all. My great-grandfather built that building in Tverian. And that was engraved there. I just felt very personally connected to it. So it became part of the whole experience. Margala Gupu Mayo de Rabbona de Yavne. The Rabbona de Yavne used to say this. There's two very different approaches to this. Ani bir yavach averi bir yav. Ani malachti bi'ir, v'hu malachto b'sadeh. Ani mashkim l'malachti, v'hu mashkim l'malachto. Look, they would say, I have my work in town. He's got his work out there in the fields. And I get up early. He gets up early. He doesn't take any time to think about doing my job. I tell you the truth, I don't take any time thinking about his. And do you now? Rashi learns as follows. Rashi learns that the individual Yavna was saying, look, every human being has got an opportunity to lead his life in a way that expresses the kind of thing that I'm doing, the chashivut that I'm doing. There was this guy who chose to be on Wall Street actually could have ended up in the Beit HaMidrash. Now you'll think, and he's a Birya, he does explain, meaning he's got choice, he understands what's right and what's wrong. Same way I understand what's right and what's wrong. Now you might think that he's right, Shema Tomar, Animar Bevu Mamit, that maybe he's right in having made that choice. Because he knows that he just wasn't cut out for learning. So he figures it's better to be on Wall Street. At least they'll make some dough. Shanino echara marbe veechara mamito bivachi chavei libal shamayim. So he shouldn't have given up on learning. He should have done what he could. So even though he wouldn't be the greatest, but whatever he would have learned would have been great. And Marshall learns that no, we're not talking about a amaretz who doesn't learn at all, as opposed to a Talmud Chacham, and now this is the way in which the person in the Beit HaMidrash, for some reason, finds it necessary to assert that this is the only way. Adarava, then Marshall learns like this. Both of us had to make choices about our lives. We're not talking about Amoritz. We're talking about a guy who learns. But he doesn't feel that he can achieve gadlut in learning. So he went out to Wall Street. I don't have the kerchas he has. I can't be mitgader b'mlachto. He can't be mitgader b'mlachti. You might think that I'm the one who gets the schar because I'm in the Beit HaMidrash and he doesn't. No. Echad amar beva, echad amar mit. He does the best that he can and it does with his daf yomi or whatever he does during the day. There's no way to judge which one is better. So, in other words, the shaila revolves around, are we talking about someone who isn't learning, which is what Rashi learns, or are we talking about someone who is learning but is not in the Beit Midrash?
The
Marsha
said
the Marsha, yeah. Margala Bapume de Abaye. There was another thing that Abaye used to say all the time to himself. This is why we took off Richie's jacket. La'olam yehe adam arom bi'ira. A person should always be naked, you see. Naked means clever as well, vulnerable, exposed, do whatever he has to do in order to be zocha to Yirat Shamayim. Ma'anera answers people calmly. Meshiv Chema, which is of course the pasuk Ma'anerach Meshiv Chema. Mu'arbe shalom imechav im krovav im kol adam. Six peace at all times. Va'afilu im nochri shepashuk, even with a goy in a marketplace. Kedei shiye ahuv l'malav and echabad l'mata. So that you should be beloved by God, adored below, v'yemekubal al abriyot, the people accept him. Omer alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shelo yigdimo adam shalom yolam, v'afilu nochri shebashuk. There was never anybody who managed to get in a boker tov or a shalom aleichem to Rabbi Yochanan before he gave it first. This is even if he's passing an Arab in the shuk, he would be the first one to say good morning. Margalav upume de rabba, tachlit chokhma teshuvah ma'asim tovim. This he would say also for his Talmidim, we saw earlier the way we talk to them, that look, the whole point of the learning that you're doing is to be zocha to do tshuva and ma'isim tovim. Shlo yeh adam korei b'torah b'shoneh. The person's going to be learning, and then he's learning in the Torah, and then he's going to be learning Torah Shabbat Peh. But when it comes to his relationships, he's bo'et, b'aviv, b'imo, b'rabo, b'mishe gadol mimeno, b'chokhmah, b'minyan. That's not the point. The point is, reshit chokhmah yirat Hashem, seichel tov, l'chol oseihem. And note, it doesn't say l'chol osim. It says l'chol oseihem. Oseihem means doing them as they are, for their own sake, l'osim lishma. V'lo l'osim shalo lishma. Would be better that the guy was never created. Of course, Tosfos asks, what about Rashi does too? What about the Gemara that says that here it says it'd be better if he had never been created. How do you explain that? So Tosfos is mechalik between someone who is a lomade amanat to be zocha to the covet. Let's say he wants to be Amunat Likroto Rab or something. Versus a person who is learning Amunat Likanter. He's learning because of one-upmanship. He wants to show the other person that he knows better. The shaila is how to understand that. Because if Lamaisa, some learn this way, that it's always awesome to learn Shalom Lishma. Except the idea is, a lot of things are usher, but you got to do them, you know. Some compare it to the case of the guy who has to rescue the woman who's drowning, you know. So it may not be a very good thing for him to be holding this woman, but he's going to let her drown. The same thing over here. But maybe a terrible thing to learn Torah Shalom Lishma, but you got to do it in order to be able to come. It's not that there's behechrich a mila in the etzem limud. It's just go ahead and do it anyway. Shemitah Shalom Lishma. Therefore, those things which will not lead you lishma, so lekanter won't lead you lishma because of its the main way in which you're learning doesn't have to do with the Torah. So because of that, it's better that he was never created. But lemaisa, the rush, this appears to clearly to be an understanding that's fundamental in the nature of the thing, not just the shayla of whether it will get you there or not. The question is, what does lima Torah mean? Someone who's learning Lekanter, by definition, has no interest in what the Torah has to say. His interest is in figuring out what he can to use it as a weapon for his thesis, whatever that is. But that's not learning Torah. In other words, it's not that that's the type of learning that doesn't bring you Lishma. It's that that's the type of learning that isn't learning. Because the nature of learning is the discovery of truth, not the utilization of a tool to try to figure out how to get the other guy to show him that he's wrong. So that's a tremendous difference, because then already the ASIC is not an ASIC in Torah. It's not a track you're being. You're not being like a Torah. So in other words, to go and say, okay, you're going to sit down and you'll take a course in Talmud in the university. From such a course, you'll never come to be like a Torah Lishma. The context is not a limud of Torah. So that's the nafkamina that Taisus is saying. What are you doing? Tell me, I'm learning Torah and I want to learn Torah. I don't have the drive personally for truth, but it's kedai for me to use my drive for kavod to use it in this direction. Some people like to be rich. I like to be known as the greatest chacham. So I'll learn Torah for that purpose. But what I'm doing is a learning of Torah per se. Mashenkin, if it's the kanter, and I'm not learning Torah. Because it makes common afkaminas in how to understand the whole sugya, but it's not the main point of our learning here. Continuing on with the margala bapumes and so on. Margala bapume de rab, loko olam haze olam haba. Olam haba ein bo lo achila, velo shtiya, velo piriya verivya, velo masa umatan, velo kin'a, velo sina, velo tacharut. Ela tzadikim yoshvim vatorotem broshehem, v'nenim miziv ashrina. Just like we saw at the time of Kabbalat Torah on Har Sinai, it was as if there was a fila v'shtia in terms of the pure ore of the Shekhinah. That's the meaning of achila v'shtia in Olam Haba, not what you're doing here. So in other words, it was important for him to establish that, look, if you're interested in nitzvias, then don't take the metaphors as the real thing, okay? And therefore, in terms of your system of values, Keep in mind, what's important? If an olam haba, it's not achila v'shtia, that's not going to get you anywhere. Gedola haftacha shivtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'nashim yoter min ha'anashim. Greater is the promise made by God to women more than to men. Shenemar, nashim she'ananot komna, shema'ana koli, bonot botchot azena yimrati. We never find men being addressed as she'anan and betuchot. Now, the idea over here of she'ananot and botchot is that they don't have to worry. A woman can be absolutely at ease in her life. Whereas a man is always fighting and worrying about his olam haba. Omele rab l'pchi anoshim b'may zachya. What exactly is the mode in which a woman becomes this? This is not to say that there's no, obviously the schar of mitzvahs and so on for women precisely the same way they were for men. We're not talking about what his problem is, that there's the mitzvah asei shazman gorma, the woman doesn't have, and therefore you're asking, how could she get to olam haba? She's missing the mitzvah asei shazman gorma, and that's a ridiculous question. The question over here is, again, in context of our parak, what we're trying to be omed on here is what type of world does one live in that allows him to transcend the simple physicality of olam hazeh. You're saying a woman's life is entirely that life. Bishlam, you're telling me that a man who keeps it in consideration when he's sitting there and he's learning and he's involved in all types of transcendent mental activities, that he could be a ben olam haba. No, okay. What's a poor woman who's washing the dishes or changing the diapers? I mean, so where, on the one hand, you're saying she's betucha and she's sha'anan. That's true. Because a woman never loses her contact with life and reality. So in that sense, she's batuach, whereas a man can have created a whole insane world for himself, would be living in it, and only discover when it's too late that the whole thing was a joke. That doesn't happen to a woman. On the other hand, the life of a woman consists of things that seem to lack transcendence. So where exactly is that element in which she transcends herself even while being involved in the construction of a world that is supportive of such transcendence? Says the Gemara, it comes very simply. It says, Amalei Rav L'Rav Chiyab, Najmimai Kazacha, Ba'kriya Vanaya Levei Knishta, Vatnuya Gavraya Be'Rabonan, Natrana Gavraya Adiyatumi Be'Rabonan. Look, you don't personally have to be sitting there and working in the Beit HaMidrash. The life that they are creating, is it a life that is essentially the environment from which all transcendence emerges? Listen, who gets the kids to school? Who's the one that makes it possible for a husband to be sitting and doing what men do instead of doing what needs to be done in real life? Who does that? It's all women. So therefore, that is their olam haba. That's the point. And so on that level, they can be batuach and sha'anan about their olam haba. So they sit there and wait for the husbands to come home. They make sure that it's possible for a husband to go off and to do what he wants. Sitting there learning, that's their olam haba. Ki avimavte rabbona mi bei rabami, v'amela mi bei rabichanina, amre lehachi. Actually, Rashi's girsa was clearly not amre lei, because it was, but amre. That the lei would mean that they're saying it specifically to the chocham from where they were being nifter, either rabchanina or rabami. So Rashi learns they were maftri zemizeh. This is the bracha they would give to each other. The Ritva says that also, the Farish. So we're talking about over here, this is an astounding thing. To see this bracha in the context of the way people learn today is just heartbreaking. So this is what each Talmud would say to the other as they're going back home for Bein Hazmanim. Arme Leachi. Olamcha tir'e b'chayecha. V'achritcha l'chaye olam haba. So first of all, you should be zocha to see your olam while you're still alive, as our some learn. In other words, you should be zocha to live in the context of olam haba while you're still living. Rashi learns parshat olam chatira b'chayach means anything that you would need in olam hazeh, may you attain in your life, in your lifetime. V'achritcha, at the end of your life, it should be l'chaye olam haba. V'tikvatcha v'dor dorim, your hopes should live on forever. V'lipcha yehaget funa, your heart should be constantly thinking about implications and understanding and insight. Picha yedaber chokhmot, Your lips, your mouth should speak things that make sense. Lashon chayarchishu l'nanot. Your tongue should be moving in poetry. Hafafecha yashiru negdecha. Your eyebrows should be proud and focused in front of you to see what's right and what's true. Enecha yairu b'ma'or Torah. Your eyes should be lit with the light of Torah. Panecha yaziru kizara rakia. Your face should shine like the shine of the skies. Siftotecha yabiu da'at. May your lips give forth da'at. Kilyotecha ta'alozna me'sharim. From your guts there should be the brightness and the singing of things that are straight. Upa'amecha yarutzu lishmoa divrei atik yomin. May your footsteps run always to hear the words of the Ancient of Days. Gavimate rabbonim ibe Rav Chista. Ramila mibe Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Amr lehachi. Alufenu misubalim. And of course they would say the whole pasuk. Ein peretz vein yotzeit vein tzvacha berchovotenu. Which now we will darshan. Why did they call them achenu amisubalim? It means our brothers, alufenu rather, misubalim, our teachers who are misubal. It's a lotion of sevel. So there's a machloks between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Chan omer alufenu means alufenu betorah, our masters, our teachers in learning. Misubalim, who are themselves burdened down with the old mitzvot. Chan omer, no, alufenu includes Torah and mitzvot, our masters, from whom we could take a lesson in mitzvot as well. Misubalim b'yisurim, that they suffer. And then the meaning of the rest of the pasuk is that it's a bracha. Ein peretz vein yotzeit. That means like this. Ein peretz means there shall be no peretz in our chabura. Shalotei siyatenu kesiyato shel David. And may our group not be like David's group. Shiyatza mimeno achitofel. Again, the sense of a siyah is unbelievable here, huh? And that we saw, in other words, the sugya was introduced with the idea of pamalia shalmata. There's a concept of si'ah, there's an approach to life that's being taken. So we are by Ravani, we're by Rabbi Shmuel, wherever we are. That's a particular paradigm that we're being Isaac in. May those of us who represent that, may we not have to suffer what David had to suffer, which is when Achitofel went out and attempted to destroy him, as poreitz the malchut of David. Ve'en yotzeit, shlote siyatenu kesiyato sha'ul. We shouldn't suffer what Shaul suffered. Shiyatza mimenu doega adomi. Tosis points out that the lashon of Yitzia is suitable to doeg, because he was yotze the tarbut ra'ah. That's why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why was he called doeg? The Gemara says the Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev v'doeg, ematai yitze ze le tarbut ra'ah. So Yitzia, suitable for doeg, pritza, in terms of a breakdown in the malchut, is suitable for Achitofel, and Ein Tzvacha, the shout, is suitable for Shalot Siyatenu Kesiyato Shel Elisha, Shiyatza Mimenu Gechazi, because that was Tzvacha, that was, he became a Metzora. And a Metzora has to shout out, Tamei Tamei Yikra. Berchovotenu, in our streets, that has to do with public. Shalo Yelonu Beno Talmid Shemagdiach Tavshilo Barabim. May none of us have a son or student who overcooks his steaks. So the Girsa originally was like Yoshka. So he was Magdiach Tavshilo, you know, it comes a point where he takes it too far and ends up ruining all of the things that he learned. Shim'u Eilai Avirei Lev Arachokim Mitzdaka. You'll notice, again, now I told you earlier, that the way that this is structured is the concept of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah from the generic to the individual, and the way in which we apply Tefillah to ourselves individually, down to the brachot, or the individual approaches to Torah, which is represented by a si'ah. And this is the ultimate in such a thing, in which we understand the pasuk that says Shimu Eilai Abirei Lev Harachokim Mitzdaka, which b'pashtus most people who learn Yeshayahu understand that to mean speaking to the evildoers, Abirei Lev, whose heart is completely unresponsive, you can't shake him no matter what you do. Far from tzedakah, meaning they're the opposite of tzedek, they're just the opposite. Rav Shmuel, sometimes it was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, says, no, this is referring to the greatest among us. The greatest tzaddikim is that they are abirei lev. They have hearts that are unshakable. They're like knights. And kol olam kulo nizon b'tzdaka. Why they say rechokim b'tzdaka? They don't accept charity from God. Everybody else lives off of God's charity. They don't take charity. Ve'im nizronim b'zroa. They take what they get in this world by fighting for it. And if God offers them something, they're not interested. V'chad omar kol olam kulo nizonim b'zchutam. I'll say on the contrary. They will not take, period. And they will not even have enough for their own survival. This is like, again, the ultimate in the non-generic. Huh? Every single day there's a bat kol that comes out from our Sinai that says, Kol ha'olam kulo nizon b'shvil chanina b'ni. You can't get less generic than that. The entire world eats because of my son Chanina. But Chanina b'ni dailo b'kap charuvim erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat. He doesn't have enough to eat himself. But that's no problem. The whole world takes from him. Upligat Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda's approach is exactly the opposite. He says, the pasuk can be understood kipshutai. Abire lev are people whose hearts are made out of stone. Not who are unshakable in a good sense. And who could stand up to anything in the sense that you have it. But rather, who could stand up to any argument and any impact, and makes no impact on them. So this is talking about these insane people, these Govai Tikshoi. These are these stupid goyim from Govai, who were at his time, the lowest class people. And Reb Yosef says, you want to know how stupid they are? Did you ever find a ger coming from the Govai? Not one. So look at that. Now one of them ever became a ger. Ravash says, well, you want to look at that? That's nothing. You take a look at the goyim over here in Mata Machasya. Those are Abir Elev. You know why? Because twice a year, Kachoza Yikra D'Oraita, that's in the Kala lectures, right? So before Sukkot, before Pesach, now they make a big thing about Madison Square Garden. You should have seen what went on twice a year in Mata Machasya. Joseph brings that at the Kala, not the Bechasa. He brings from history books at its time that there used to be an Amuda Esh that would stand over the Kala proceedings. That's the darga of learning that they... And they see this, the Goyim see this. The Kochozer Yikr the Arisa, they see the Kovodat Torah. Twice every year, V'lo Kamegaya, do you mean I hope? None of them become Jewish. You think they'd all be pouring in? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. They go to the racetrack. Chatan Imrot Selikrot. Now, the Mishnah, getting back to the Shaila and the closing in the Mishnah, and here we see the relationship of the closing of the Masechta and the Gemara to the nature of the Mishnah. The issue in the Mishnah, of course, from the beginning was everything that everybody is supposed to do is exactly what Rav Gamliel didn't do. It's like a crazy Mishnah, right? In other words, that Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the next Mishnah, the Brisa and the Gemara, this is the din, of course, not for me. And that's the din about Avodim, that's regular Avodim, not my Avodim. And that's the din about Avelut, yeah, but not for people like me. And a regular Chassid, I'm not a regular Chassid. Okay, so again, the relationship of the generic to the individual is what the Perek is about from these Mishnayos, right? So it makes sense that we've come now to discuss the elements of tefillah, or the ultimate of the entire world really coming from one individual, from Reb Chanina ben Deisa. But here the shaila was, is it mutter to be someone who's not generic? Unless, if you're not able to. A chassid decides he wants to read Kriyat Shema. So we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. Is it mutter to be someone that you really aren't? You're trying your best. So you're not the biggest chacham, the biggest chassid, and so on. But you want to try to read Kriyat Shema. Is that mutter or not? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kol harotzeh litol et Hashem yitol. You are not generic. Why? Because you said so. If you want to read Kriyat Shema, you have to be roy to read Kriyat Shema as a chatan or else it's aser. See, if you're Rebbe Gamliel, you can do this kind of thing, but not every individual could come and say, I'm different. So that would imply, says the Gemara, L'meimra der Pshimim B'Gamliel Chayish L'Yuara. So you're telling me now that the Rabbanan who said that a chassid, if he wants to, can read, are not chayish li yuara. Yuara means what we would call today arrogance. In other words, the person thinks too much of himself, or he shows off in things that really he cannot do, but pretends to be able to do. So it seems to be the Rabbanan say, look, it's okay, a guy wants to read Kriyat Shema, he can. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, what are you talking about? This person can't be something he isn't. But the problem is that it says the exact opposite in the same issue of Yura, Benogea, the Dinam of Tishabov. Makom Shinago Lasot Melacha B'Tish Aba'av Osim. Makom Shinago Shalol Lasot Ein Osim. The question as to whether it's mutar to do Melacha B'Tish Aba'av depends on Minhaga. V'chol makom, however, wherever you are, whatever the minhag is, Talmidei Chachamim are b'teilim on Tisha B'Av, because it's inappropriate for Talmid Chacham to be involved in his malacha, because he is sensitive to the Korban HaBayis. And here comes along Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and says exactly the opposite of what he says here in Brachot. And it says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo'olam yaseh kol adam et atzmo k'Talmid Chacham. Everybody should act as if he's a Talmid Chacham. And he shouldn't do malach on Tisha B'Av. In an Aram Mishnah, he says, look, you can't just act like you're a Talmid Chacham and go ahead and say Kriyat Shema. You have to be one. How do you explain that? Kasha d'Rabbonan ad'Rabbonan. Kasha Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro.
Amen.
Amar Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan, oh, this is bad news. There's no way out of this one. Clearly, mukhlefet ha-shita, I mean, but we obviously inverted the shitas over here. I mean, how are we going to explain it? Rav Shisha Bered Raviti says there's no problem. What's the problem over here? Rabbanan lo kasha. Look, I mean, Kriyat Shema, what are you saying? He's showing off. Showing off by what? By doing what everybody's doing? Everybody's reading Kriyat Shema. What do you mean showing off? He's reading Kriyat Shema. It's not even noticeable. That's what everybody does. So, Kuleyama Kori Kokoro, Yonami Kokori. Since all he's doing is what any normal person is doing, I mean, the whole Kabbalah's Panim table is reading Kriyat Shema now from Iris. So somebody's going to look. He's reading Kriyat Shema. Everybody's reading Kriyat Shema. So, Lo Mirzi Ki Yoro. How does that, what is that? A Shoah. Masha'inkin over here, Kuleyama Havni Malacha. Say, everybody's doing Malacha. And he's saying, no, I'm too holy to do Malacha. So obviously, there, he's doing something that's not generic. It's Michsi Ki Yura. That was the whole issue of whether it's generic or not, isn't it? Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel is not a problem. Because if a guy doesn't work, okay, what's it mean he doesn't work? It means he's a baton, he's a lazy, and a good-for-nothing bum, so he doesn't work, big deal. He doesn't have a job, who knows why he doesn't work. But a guy who reads Kriyat Shema is asserting that even though all the poor Joes out there, they don't know how to read Kriyat Shema if they're a chatan, but a person like me, I can be mechavein very clearly even though I'm a chatan, and those little halachas about kavana, they don't apply to people with brilliant levels of awareness like mine. So one is a statement of Yura, and one is not making a statement of Yura. Why is that a problem? I won't say the words inside, because I promised Saba Josh I'm going to leave him the Bali Netter and the Fankton the Halek Aparek, and he had to go today for a retina scan. It would be terrible to do this to him. Right? So but that's the Gemara's Teretz, and we'll actually read it inside. But Lamaisa, as Tosis points out, that being as people like us never have kavana for anything anyway, why the heck not just say Kriyat Shema? Look, I mean, what kind of yura is that? I mean, if we're going to really apply the dinim of kavana, we'd end up never davening, never saying Kriyat Shema, so we might as well just, you know, keep doing it. Maybe once in a while something will come of it, you know. And as when it comes to these cases, we're to be pottering yourself because of a lack of kavana, just ignore those dinim. You know, if we would keep the dinim of kavana, like Abitzvil, a person who's been on a trip, wouldn't daven for 3 days, because he can't be makamin his das. All the other elements, which is matri, the das, we wouldn't. So this is basically what we rely on for today. in these dinim of Chevron. All right, gentlemen, it's been lots of fun. Those who want to stay on for Chazora and who aren't suffering from jet lag. You know, I finally understand what the issue is. Richie travels so far in his mind that he's always jet lagged.
What's
the, that's what
it is. My
shoes
last night.
I'm in Iraq. That's almost the same time zone.
I know.